This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police dispersed crowds in Shanghai on Sunday, where earlier residents had gathered on Saturday night for a candlelight vigil that turned into a protest. Demonstrations in China against heavy COVID-19 curbs spread to Shanghai after a deadly fire in the country's far west sparked widespread anger. The wave of civil disobedience has reached unprecedented levels in mainland China since Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda has more.
The rare protests erupting in Chinese cities and universities are seeing protesters turn to an unusual symbol of defiance, holding up blank sheets of paper. Why? Because the bits of paper are as much a symbol as it's also a tactic to avoid arrest or running foul of the country's censorship laws. In Hong Kong 2 years ago, protesters also used blank paper as a response to the city's ban on certain protest slogans, and the tactic has recently spread to Moscow in protests against the war in Ukraine.
Snow fell in Kyiv and temperatures hovered around freezing Sunday as millions in and around the Ukrainian capital struggled with disruptions to electricity supply and central heating caused by waves of Russian airstrikes. Ukraine's grid operators said the cold weather is gradually pushing up the energy needs of consumers, even as repair workers race to fix wrecked power facilities. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The number of people dead from an earthquake that hit Indonesia's island of Java this week has risen to 321 as rescuers found more bodies on Sunday, the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said. Monday's shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit West Java, where most of the victims were killed as buildings collapsed or landslides were triggered. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's niece, a well-known rights activist, has called on foreign governments to cut all ties with Tehran over its violent crackdown on popular unrest kindled by the death in police custody of a young woman.
Ey insan-hay azade, dar kenar ma bashid va ma ro yari konid.
A video of a statement by Khamenei's niece was being widely shared online after what activist news agencies HRANA said was her arrest on November 23rd. The U.S. Soccer Federation briefly displayed Iran's national flag on social media without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. The federation described the move as a show of support for protesters in Iran ahead of the two nations' World Cup match Tuesday. The federation says in a statement Sunday that it decided to forego the official flag on social media accounts to show support for the women in Iran fighting for basic human rights. Police used water cannons and tear gas after coming under attack from football supporters in the center of Brussels Sunday, following Morocco's shock 2-0 World Cup win over Belgium in Qatar. Dozens of fans smashed shop windows, threw fireworks and torched vehicles. Around 100 police officers were mobilized, while residents were warned to avoid certain areas of the city center. Iraq's prime minister says part of the staggering $2.5 billion in funds embezzled from the country's tax authority will be retrieved and that an investigation to recover the full amount is ongoing. He said Sunday in a statement about $125 million U.S. dollars will be recovered through the seizure of properties and assets belonging to a well-connected businessman complicit in the fraud. The premier stressed the ongoing investigation would not spare anyone involved in the plan. Officials say it's unlikely that an embezzlement scheme of this scale could unfold without the knowledge of higher-ups. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.